an impromptu meeting of politicians and officials from the interagency task force in relation to the integration and welcoming of refugees and asylum seekers was held yesterday evening in Killarney, a kind of an ad hoc emergency meeting in response to the arrival of 200 all-male asylum seekers to the Hotel Killarney on the Park Road in Killarney, just in the outskirts of the town, over the last number of days. This hotel is already accommodating 135 women and children, Ukrainian refugees, who have been here since last March, many of them working, many of them in school. Now, those refugees have been given around 24 hours notice and have been told by the Department of Children and the International Accommodation, International Protection Accommodation Service, IPAS, that they are being moved to Hotel Westport in County Mayo tomorrow morning. Now, the meeting was called yesterday at short notice to discuss this. Also present at the meeting was the Killarney Asylum Seekers Initiative, CASI, and other members to talk about it. Deputy Brendan Griffin was there, Deputy Government Chief Whip, and one of those present was the Mayor of the Killarney Municipal District, Councillor Niall Kelleher of Fianna Fáil. Shortly before coming on air, I first of all asked him when he first heard of the arrival of the asylum seekers and the proposed exit of the Ukrainian refugees.
I heard word, Jerry, very late on Friday afternoon this was the case. And shortly after, I believe on Saturday, I heard that the people who are currently in the premises were all called to a meeting and were told that they were going to be moved. There was no confirmation at that time of where or what the procedures were going to be, whether people were going to be moved within Killarney or not. Yesterday during the day, word came through. I received a copy of a letter that was issued to all of the Ukrainian residents who've been in the premises since March, that they were being moved to a hotel in Westport.
All the way to Westport from Killarney with hardly any notice. And how do we know how many Ukrainians are being moved, and how have they integrated over the last couple of months into Killarney in terms of work and school?
Over 135, Jerry. And look, the principal of the National School at St. Oliver's was with us yesterday evening and explained the impact it is, because all of the students there at Hotel Killarney effectively went to St. Oliver's, and the schools met at the very, very start of the Ukrainian crisis in relation to where each student would be best going to, and all the students at that hotel were going to St. Oliver's. They've all integrated very, very well, and their parents, their mothers, have jobs. Some have jobs in the hotel, some have jobs in other properties around Killarney and other businesses around Killarney. And to be able to get this notice, people are rostered for work, Jerry, for the rest of the week in places, and they're being moved tomorrow morning to Hotel Westport. Exceptionally little notice. And look, in essence, if the property or the hotel was to be no longer used for the housing of refugees, Jerry, then you know, IPAS would have an issue in their hands that they would have to find accommodation for these people. That's not the case here. IPAS have made, there's no common sense when it comes to the decision that has been made to move effectively asylum seekers into a hotel and moving the Ukrainian refugees out of the hotel and taking them on a four-hour bus journey with 2 days' notice with everything up to Westport. It just doesn't make any sense.
At the meeting last night, I know concern was expressed locally, obviously, about the numbers of asylum seekers coming in. The fact that they're in a hotel now, is it alongside the Ukrainian refugees until the Ukrainian refugees are moved, and the whole suddenness of all this?
Yeah, exactly, Jerry. Look, it was a very much an ad hoc meeting, called at very, very short notice yesterday of whoever was available. It was originally earlier in the evening, and I was at another meeting, and it was deferred, so thankfully I was able to make it to get an understanding of the situation. So, yes, you have international protection asylum seeker applicants in the same property, in the same area as the Ukrainian refugees that are in this particular property, and being, as I say, moved out at this very, very short notice. We're talking about nearly less than 36 hours notice from when they received correspondence that they were moving to another hotel.
Okay. We got contact last night from somebody who said, look, and outlined the situation, saying that, you know, 200 refugee or asylum-seeking men are being moved in, children have been taken out of schools, families uprooted once again, and workers forced to leave their jobs. All this with one generic letter from the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. This person knows one of the Ukrainian refugees, employs one of them. I called him on behalf of one of our staff who was incredibly distressed at this news. I was told the decision was made. So,
yeah, look, Jerry, we're very much hopeful that this decision will be reversed. It is going to be raised with the minister. I have written to the minister. I know a number of my council colleagues have written to the minister. We've spoken to our own minister in Kerry and the Deputy Government Chief Whip, Brendan Griffin, was at the meeting last night, and so he is going to be raising it. So it just doesn't make sense, Jerry. As I said to you, these people have jobs here, they're working here, and their kids are in school here. You know, and if it was, as I said to you earlier, if this was to be dealing with a situation wherein accommodation was no longer being provided at this particular venue and people had to be moved, that is not the case. IPAS are moving people around effectively like pawns on a chessboard. Obviously, they have some difficulties internally themselves, and there's been a large influx into the country of both refugees and asylum seekers. But this just doesn't make any sense whatsoever to be dealing with.
Is it a reflection, Councillor Keller, of the pressure that IPAS are under? The emergency situation that we're in, the huge numbers that have come in, there are people who are living, asylum seekers living in a tent behind the Johnson Marina in Tralee, such as the pressure, and probably will be there at least for the rest of the autumn, if not through the winter. That's maybe why these things are happening. 200 moved all of a sudden and 135 told you have to move to Mayo tomorrow morning.
Yeah, well, I think the difficulty here, Jerry, is that there's been Ukrainian refugees have arrived to Killarney over the last number of weeks, and there's still some arriving to other properties that have been made available. So the difficulty here is, in speaking on by the representative of the Ukrainians, people that we were speaking to last night, they've no problem going elsewhere in Killarney. They are grateful, and they stress this, they are extremely grateful for the accommodation and the welcome that they've received from the people in Killarney, and that is their concern in relation to their lives effectively being uprooted again from when they arrived here in March and have integrated. And that sort of, Jerry, I'm involved in the Ukrainian task force here in Killarney. The work that has been done by the agencies, by CASI, South Kerry Development Partnership, Kerry County Council, the ETB, you know, some of these people that have secondary level children are coming out to the school in Rathmore. They've bought uniforms. A bus has been provided because it wasn't available in Killarney, albeit it was late getting up and started.
Yeah.
These issues, Jerry, take a lot of resources to put in place. That is all being undone in this circumstance. And furthermore, we'll all have to be done if these people are to be moved to Westport.
Can this be undone? 200 moved? There's a hotel in Westport waiting for them now?
Well, look, Jerry, at this very late stage, I do believe sense can prevail. You're moving out one sector of people to put in another. If the availability was in Hotel Westport, would it not have been a situation to have done a different situation and put the international protection people there? I'm not too sure. I'm not aware.
Yeah, and we don't know, and this goes to the pressure and the emergency of the situation and the unprecedented times. We don't know if there are another 150, 200 people who have been told in Westport, you all have to move somewhere else overnight.
Correct. But Jerry, the practicalities of this, right, because of the tourist season being up, a lot of accommodation has come on stream for the next 6 months that have been able to provide accommodation and protection for these people. There is no way in the world that when new properties have come on board that it was appropriate to put 200 people in on top of 135 and then expect 135 to be moved. That doesn't make sense. And whatever the constraints are of IPAS, that was not a situation that was practical to be done in any situation.
Okay. All right. Listen, we'll leave it there. We'll see what happens over the next 12 hours, 24 hours in relation to this, Councillor Kelleher. But thanks very much for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's Mayor Killarney, Councillor Niall Kelleher there, objecting to that plan, looking for an immediate reversal of it. We'll hear more on that, perhaps maybe in the Dáil today and elsewhere. We'll keep you updated on what's happening with it.